Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
This is a podcast. It's a discussion about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. We have a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Two bonus episodes a week. Tuesdays, Thursdays, we do a Twitch stream, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. And
you can find all the links to all these things too on our new domain, reallifesci-fi.show. Thank you, Super Neelio, for helping us set that up.
Oh, so this is an official thing.
Yeah.
You said I didn't know that we actually were going through with it.
I did it with my money, not your guys'.
I don't care about reallifesci-fi.show.
Yeah, reallifesci-fi.show. And then if you're like, your shop HG, like URL is too long, just do shop.reallifesci-fi.show.
Yeah,
so take it right there.
We got T-Public t-shirts and stuff and whatnot. Hey, let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend. He's an actor and writer, Tyler Spears.
Hello.
What's up, man?
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Are you just fully gray now, or did you bleach your hair?
I bleached my hair.
Oh, okay.
It's cool.
Yeah, why?
I don't like going gray, and I am going gray.
Oh.
But I'm only going gray in the side, so it's like
that's
gray.
That's the coolest.
That's like Pauly from Sopranos.
That's the
you
coolest.
You gotta do it.
Yeah. It works for him.
It works for Pauly from the like mobster guys, when they go gray on the sides there, I feel like they really, their respect ups.
Of course.
They've been around for a long time.
Yeah. It's like the silverback gorilla.
I have a friend from home. His name's D-Bone, and he's Italian. And I went back, and he went fully gray. He looks fantastic. He looks like a mobster. Uh-huh. And he was driving in like a big kind of like Crown Victoria, because he picked me up from the airport. And yeah, he looks like a full.
Did he just
looks like he graduated, like, you know, and Joe Pesci was going to be made, huh?
No, he had nothing to do with the mob.
He looks like a mobster. I grew up in Connecticut, near New York, so we have a lot of Italian.
There.
Yeah, we have a lot of Italian, or a lot of the Connecticut people who were from like rural, and they thought they were mobsters. Like Goodfellas came out, and that's what everybody acted. Even I was trying to act like, but I'm like whiter than, you know, my ancestors came over on the Mayflower, so like really came over on the Mayflower.
Yeah, but they could have come from Italy.
Too.
Where'd they come from?
Germany, in England, Scotland.
All of them.
Yeah.
Just all of them.
I have American Indian in me, though.
I was always upset.
Right now? Yes,
inside of me right now. I have an American Indian dildo inside of me. No.
What?
I always get upset in the moments of my life where I feel like I need to act tough.
Why? You know? When?
Just like throughout my whole life. Like,
oh, okay.
Having an older brother, like whenever people are trying to fight you at the bar or something. And
yeah, you could act
like,
tough.
Oh, man, I don't want to do this right now.
You're like the opposite of tough.
But I do.
And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Tyler, you're... fuck, what was I going to... Oh, did you go to college? No,
yeah.
Right? You did?
UMass Amherst.
Did you get an indigenous scholarship?
No.
So it's... Are you one-eighth or...
I don't know. It's my mom. She's very like... what's the word? She's a very mystical person. And we grew up in Nanawag Road in Connecticut, across from like an Indian kind of...
Oh, interesting.
Reservation thing?
No, it was like where Indians used to live. It was called Nanawag Falls.
Oh.
Nanawag Road. So I don't know if my mom was like, oh, we grew up in Nanawag Road, so we're Indians. You know what I mean? It could be something like that. Or it could be something. Although my grandfather and my grandmother from my mother's side, who grew up in the Appalachian Hills of Virginia.
How many
teeth
do they
look Indian.
Have?
They do look Indian.
Do they have any teeth?
Ish. Huh?
Do they have any teeth?
They did have teeth.
Oh, good.
They're very unhealthy.
Oh, boy.
My grandfather fought in both. On my mother's side, fought in the Korean War, and he fought in the World War II. So World War II and then Korean War. So it's like World War II, he did, fought. He got injured. He lost an eyeball because he used to take out his eye and he put it in his mouth, and that would be... And I actually inherited his eye patch because they really had nothing when they died. I inherited his eye patch, and I still have that.
That's kind of cool.
That was my grandpa Jimmy Roach.
How the fuck do you get in two wars? That's not fair.
Because the World War II and then the Korean War came right after it.
It was like, wasn't it like at least 5 or 6 years later, right? I mean,
no, because World War II was 45, and then I believe that the Korean War started in the early 50s.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years. What did I just say?
Yeah, he was like 20s. And then they're like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm working at the factory, night shift. They're like, you want to come back for another stint? We got this Korean War thing going on now. He's like, yeah, let me do it.
He sounds cool.
So he did it. Yeah,
he's cool. Laid back. Fuck it.
He, yeah, so he worked at like a factory. Whenever I would go visit, we visited them in Virginia every year. He would sit down. He would come home. He would sit down and smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it was
incessantly.
His job.
He had cartons of cigarettes, just smoke, and he died like in his late 60s. But he was he was a great guy, and I loved him. He was like a woodworker, carpenter, so he was always building things. Like my first toy were blocks, just blocks.
Yeah.
So, and he built the block box, which was like this blue box, and then he filled it with blocks. And that was what we played with as kids because we were poor when I was a kid. And we had no money to buy like real toys.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I'm really younger. We got better as we went up. My parents got successful as they got up. But when I was younger, we had no toys. So my grandfather would actually build us toys.
Yeah. So you grew up in the 50s. You had the childhood of a kid in the 50s.
Did, yeah. Oh, have some candy out of the sugar cube box.
Boy, I love syrup.
My piano teacher always had sugar cubes, and I would always eat one. It was the best.
Sugar cubes are good.
Sugar cubes are the best thing in the world. Yeah. So good.
Have you seen that movie Doubt?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Remember, there's a whole scene where he comes in, and it's all built around him getting the sugar cubes. And Meryl Streep's like, oh, my God. He loves sugar cubes. He's a molester. Right? Remember? That's like her confirmation. She was like, oh, 4 sugar cubes. Hey, he's raped every kid in this school.
He did, though. Right?
What did you think?
I don't remember. I think he did. I think I thought he did.
I don't think he did, but I did think he did some drinking with the kid. Mm. Some like little, you know, like, how you doing? Like, let's have a couple
glasses.
It was
the heroin guy, right?
Yeah.
Died of Phillips, heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Spoiler.
It's a good movie.
I liked Out. That's crazy because I just watched it like recently. So you were talking about your mystical mother.
Mm-hmm.
We do something here on the show called a sob scale. It stands for skeptic or believer.
Sob scale.
Help that baby.
Sob scale is a 5-question quiz.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the scale quiz, I will give you a number. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a skeptic. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a believer.
Okay.
Did you ever do this? You've been on the show before, haven't you? You haven't been on the show?
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
Ooh, virgin.
But I've wanted to because I watch you guys on the, you know, the thing comes up and I think I kind of manifested this because like somehow it happened that I got on the show because I'm too shy or scared. I'm like, those kids even like me anymore. It's like 10 years ago. It's like, you know, you get these stories in your head and you're like, somehow it happened though. Cause you wanted me to do that film thing. The film that you're doing. So I was actually really excited. So when you contacted me, I'm like, oh, get me on that show. Cause
great.
I love talking about aliens and horror and all
that awesome.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do this sob scale.
Okay.
Are you ready to be weighed on it?
Yeah.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Wow. Okay. Shit. Ghosts?
Ghosts, yes.
What do you think they are?
Energy. Displaced energy that, you know.
Is it trapped?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think they get to choose the clothes they wear as a ghost?
Yeah. I don't think that they die and then that's what they're wearing. They can kind of form anything they want.
I like that idea. All right.
It's very, I mean, you're getting super specific of their clothing.
Well, I mean, it's their
fashion choices.
It's something we talk about sometimes.
We talk about it because it's like ghosts are stupid because right. they always are dressed stupidly. And so we were talking like, is it what you die in?
Your best
or is it
outfit?
Your favorite outfit? Is it the thing you wore the most or is it just completely made up?
I think it's just like, I don't know. I don't have those questions. I don't think they're wearing clothes. I think it's more like Ghostbusters where you become like this other thing. You know what I mean? Oh. This energy kind of like, I believe more in like energy, because I'm like, where does the energy go? What if someone doesn't want to leave mm-hmm. the body and, you know, they get stuck here somehow? I'm very sure about aliens. I think for no doubt that they exist. Mm. Now, the visiting Earth, that's totally up for debate. 10 years, totally up for
debate.
Why
do you think that?
Just because there's so much stuff out there. There's so many universes and there's
no, why do you think they visited Earth, though?
Because I would think that if we... Let's take us in 100 years. Mm-hmm. Look how much we've evolved since World War II.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Which was like, why did we evolve in World War II? Because
I mean, we did a lot of evolving in like 20 years, and then we just kind of flatlined.
From where? Connecticut?
From getting to the moon. Huh? We got to the moon, and now our phones are smaller. Our cars can't even really drive themselves.
They're going to repossess.
But I think up until Elon Musk, they never. It's like, why go back? There's nothing there to mine, right? Well, there's nothing there.
We're going to talk about the moon. We're going to talk about the moon in 2 weeks.
These motherfuckers have thoughts on the moon.
Yeah, I'm like, I think there is stuff mining there. I think there are aliens there. Like,
I think it's hollow. Yeah. I think
what
it's
about Bigfoot?
No.
Hmm.
No Bigfoot.
Straight to his face, even.
He's looking at
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, buddy.
He's so. Mm-hmm. He's not even because mad. He's because just disappointed.
You know
he's
why? Because we're on Earth. This is an Earth thing. He lives here.
Yeah.
Where's all the pictures of him? We would have found him by now if it was a real thing. Mm. Right?
What about psychics? You been to one?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I walked out of my building and like a shaman guy just came up out of nowhere.
Today?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is like a few years ago.
Okay.
And he was so good, and he looked like the shaman that you see, like the main shaman that you always see, right? He was
classic
like,
shaman.
He was like right out of Central Casting. He was like, yeah. And he kind of like, he like snuck up on me. So I'm like, oh, this guy just appear out of nowhere? So I'm just walking out of the building, and he starts doing like a reading of me, like you need to do this, you need to do that, and he's like saying stuff that like really is hitting hard with me.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm like, this guy is like. And I kind of believe, I tend to like jump right into that stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, tell me everything I want to hear.
Yeah.
Do you read your horoscope?
Huh?
Do you read your horoscope?
No, I'm not into that type of stuff. But
same thing.
No, because he like appeared out of nowhere. This is like a weird thing. Like he looked like a shaman out of like India. Like he looked like he teleported from India to give me this reading. Right?
And what did he say? Do you remember?
He was saying stuff like, I remember one thing that he told me. He said, you need to stop talking so much and saying everything. People don't need to hear everything. And that's kind of true, even though I don't talk that much and I'm kind of an isolated person.
This guy sounds like an asshole.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, don't talk. So don't tell anyone your secrets or stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's true. You're right. I do give away my...
That's why they're called secrets. I shouldn't be telling them.
But the funniest thing was that he was stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened at the end, he goes... He wanted me to give him $120.
Oh my gosh.
But I was so scared that if I didn't get him the $120,
the
stuff that he just said wouldn't come true. Because he was like, so I'm like, it was a total scam, but I walked to the bank with him and I got him the money.
Oh my gosh.
Half because it was fun. It was
You're a fucking mark, dude.
It was a super experience. It was like really funny. It was like a story that I could tell.
Sure.
And he seemed maybe down. Maybe he really needed the money and I had the money. So I was like, oh, it's like, you know, I'm like I felt, and I liked him. He was very like,
I really liked
just
a movie about a desperate psychic.
Oh, he didn't seem desperate at first, but when he told me the $120 and I did the old skeptical, he was like, and everything, yeah. everything I told you, I don't know. This might not come true, my friend.
Should have said that up front, man. We could have avoided all of this.
Anyways, I got him the money.
What do you think about psychics, though? Do you believe in them? It sounds like you do. You paid $120 to a guy who just walked up to you.
I believe they have a certain... Yeah, I believe they have something. Not all of them. I believe some of them can see not like mystical things or magical things, but I think they can see into a person. And they're almost like psychiatrists who never went to psychiatry school, I would have to say, because, you know...
Every psychiatrist...
I haven't been to that many. I haven't been to that many psychics.
How many have you been to?
Just that one shaman, and I don't really go...
They've only been to him.
Yeah, I think I've done it a couple times.
I think I've done it a couple times, and I was kind of impressed a little bit.
Wait, so you have been to multiple psychics?
Yeah, but I can't remember. Like, one of them was like another one where someone walked up to me,
what,
and just gave me a reading right off the side
where,
of.
Oh. This is probably like
a this is probably like a scam that they do, because it's like you get people like me who are like,
but they have to be
like
psychic enough to know.
Your apartment.
So they have to be psychic enough to know to get you. No.
Yeah. I just mean there's hope. You know, the hobos used to put markings outside people's houses to let you know if these people are feed you, if there's mean, if there's a dog. You have like a hobo marking outside your apartment. It's like, this guy, just give him a psychic reading.
I think it's fun if they're just bullshitting. It's still fun.
Do you live in the psychic district?
No.
They're all just like, just homeless psychics.
Yeah.
This guy was good though. The shaman guy was—he looked like a yogi.
Did you take his advice?
The only thing I can remember is the thing about don't talk so much. Don't, you know.
Well, that's bad advice for this show. Feel free to talk all you want.
Are you sure you weren't on Hollywood Boulevard and it was just Johnny Depp? It was just like a Johnny Depp lookalike.
It was actually Sunset and Vine.
Oh, very close.
If it was Johnny Depp. It's a good disguise.
Yeah, great disguise.
But right, I think Johnny Depp would make a great psychic.
Yeah, he just has to see all that Amber stuff coming.
Like he'd be a good like fake psychic because his voice sounds like a psychic, right?
You're probably not going to do much with the rest of your life. Am I wrong?
It's good.
It's good. Last question.
You gotta throw a little British in there.
I know, right? It's like half British.
He lived in. Remember, he lived in France. He was living in that village in France that had no internet. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, he was living in France.
Did you know that Bill Morse used to hang out with him? Do you know Bill Morse?
Bill Morris?
Bill Morse? Like Morse code? He used to hang out with him and Amber.
I don't know who you're talking about. Do you know who he's talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a friend of ours.
Amber once because of that.
Oh. Hmm. Friend of us.
And what did he say about Johnny and Amber?
He just said it was like surreal. And but they were just friends. They were just like it was him and his wife, significant other, I don't know what. They were just like couple friends, you know. They would like go to dinner and shit.
That's awesome.
Cute.
Last question: do you think that we live in a simulation? You mentioned manifesting your appearance here on the show.
It worked.
It's Yeah, but not like a I don't know what it is, though. It's a simulation either or created by God. And when I say God, I mean, you know, like if it was the Big Bang and it kind of popped out of nowhere, right? Obviously, there's something that controls that, right? Even if it's not a sentient being, it's some type of force that controls it, right? So... You're saying, like, are we part of a video? I will say this, that everything is so far away and we can't get to it. That's the story, right?
Yeah.
Interstellar solved that by having them go into I like that movie, but I have no idea the mechanics of that black hole that was there. Right. Somehow Matthew McConaughey, he's like, I created it. Yeah. Remember? He's like, oh, I'm the one who created it.
And I'm like, pay attention to
gravity. That makes sense.
You guys, Matthew McConaughey is way wrong. It's like
All right.
I think I created that wormhole.
I saw him on the the Chris Rock comedy special last night.
Just look at the library we own.
You saw him on what?
Chris Rock had a comedy special, live comedy special last night.
They were just talking about
Yeah, the one where he finally addresses the slap.
Yeah. And Matthew McConaughey came on. They had a bunch of celebrities beforehand do a bunch of, and he came on.
What did he do?
He was just like, hey.
just juggling.
He's just like, hey, Chris Rock. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like doing his voice. He's an accomplished cool. sword swallower.
And I was like, oh, he's so cool. That's what Matthew McConaughey is. Like, super cool.
He's cool.
Well, I think you're a straight up five.
He doesn't believe in Bigfoot.
Okay, you're a four. I don't know. Yes. I don't care about this.
Do you guys believe in Bigfoot?
I do.
I did until we did our episode about Bigfoot. Now I'm leaning more weight on the subject. Although I'm not quite convinced he doesn't exist. I don't know.
I believe that Bigfoots have, you know, lots of creatures have existed on this planet that we probably don't even know about because, you know, they've whisked away to nothing. So there probably were like Bigfooty type, you know, things out there.
Yeah.
One lonely, like 300-year-old crappy, like half monkey, doesn't have any friends or family. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so sad.
But wouldn't we have seen good pictures because he lives on Earth, right? We'd have
been able. Or
do you think people don't have enough money to put research into that? So he's just kind of out in the forest.
I mean, some people think he's psychic. He's a psychic Sasquatch. He's a portal jumper.
Oh, he's a psychic.
He also can phase in and phase out of this reality.
So if he's psychic, then he talks.
He talks to you psychically.
Bring me meat.
No corn.
We
know he doesn't like corn.
Yeah, he hates corn. Yeah.
He eats corn the long way. That's why he hates it.
He chokes on it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of creatures that have been on Earth, Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, micro UFOs. The biggest question that led to the Fermi paradox is, where are all the intelligent aliens? Why have we not seen them or their technology? Could it be because they're super tiny? Maybe instead of life as we know it, we should be looking for life as we can't even fathom. Let's talk about how our perception of aliens would change if they were super tiny tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Super tiny.
What are your thoughts, Tyler? Do you think that there's tiny little aliens running around? Little
microscopic UFOs?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
probably.
Well, look at us. We live on a planet where we are one of the biggest creatures, right? We got whales and all that type of stuff.
But I don't know.
Then we have like ants on our own planet. Tiny little things. And we have microscopic key things on our own planet, which is just our planet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my thing is like, what if there's a planet out there that has ants and stuff like that? And what if these ants were the ones who became knowledgeable and sentient?
Insectoid planet.
So
It's a bug's life.
Yeah, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, like from what you're saying, it's like
B-movie.
We project our size onto what we're looking for, and that's my whole thing. Is that like we are us compared to our sun is crazy, but then our sun compared to other suns out there is crazier.
Yeah,
and you know, in 1955, they thought the universe was about 4 billion light years big. Now it's like 24 times bigger. We think it's like 94 billion light years across. And we keep seeing like inhabitable planets. Like the more they used to say there's only life where there's water and there was no water. Now they're finding water on planets. And
when you explain things in light years, that's like, to me, that's like talking to a child about the value of money. I have no grasp.
I know, right? So it's
how
like
how big that is.
If you're driving at the speed of light for 1 year, that's the distance.
Yeah, that's a light year.
Which is like...
That's still unquantifiable. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
It just means very, very far.
Yeah.
So fast.
So fucking far, dude.
it's like Vin Diesel Fast and Furious, far and fast.
It's like from here to like the farthest place.
But
like a year.
Faster than you could imagine.
So here's my thing about these micro UFOs is like, I tried to find anecdotal evidence of this, yeah. and the best I could find was YouTube comments. not helpful at all. But what I did find was some people talking about micro UFOs and saying that they captured them on security cameras and stuff, that micro UFOs are something that we can't see with our own eyes, but they can be seen with infrared because of whatever they're made of. And so a lot of people think that believe in the micro UFOs that the small orbs that appear in cameras are not ghosts, as ghost people believe, but are micro UFOs.
And to add to that, like I've seen so many of these videos, it's like, oh yeah, sure, this could be a moth that like is the video generation.
But if you look
is,
at moth videos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's different. Like when you that. Compare it to a moth, but then also on these some of these tiny things you almost see like propulsion happening.
Who's comparing it to a moth?
The people that are people like you that are like,
no,
that's just a
moth.
I
never once said it's a moth.
I said people like you. People like
you. I would never say it's a moth. That's so dumb. I know what a moth looks like. They aren't round.
Now, when you say micro UFOs, are you talking about like a little man would be in it? Like, I really love that scene in Men in Black.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he comes out, right?
He like the face opens up,
and that's another thing about size and like in those the galaxy was inside the cat's
bell.
I believe Men in Black did that really well.
Yeah,
the size stuff,
and they got all that from stuff that people like.
Yeah,
you know they didn't make it up.
Yeah, don't give them any credit.
How dare you come?
They
in
nailed
here in
everything.
Favor
they
of
took
Men in Black.
They did a good job of compiling all the crazy shit.
They don't even portray Men in Black accurately.
I don't agree with this perspective thing.
Why?
Because it's not a matter of perspective. Like we know that there are microorganisms. We know that there are single cell organisms, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Us being big didn't stop us from finding that out. So I don't think it's a perspective issue. I think like, I don't know. That's the end of my sentence.
I think that when it comes to our conversations about extraterrestrials and other intelligent life and how we're even looking for them.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then let me ask you this. So does this supplant any other extraterrestrial? Like, is this theory like the only extraterrestrials that exist are micro UFOs?
I mean, me personally, I think that there are all sizes. Like, when you look at like...
I know you do, but you believe in everything. I'm saying, Aaron?
Yeah.
Is it the only... Same question.
I mean, no. No. Just like how
So this is just... You guys just want to believe in everything.
No, it's not that. It's just that, like... Why can't there be something tiny that we don't know about? A crypto, like...
There can be.
Thing. Well,
and so that...
But shouldn't that be the only thing?
No.
Why
is it only?
Well, because we don't have proof of any of it.
Right.
So...
But there's so much of it. So I'm saying, like, from my point of view, we may never even see any of this stuff because it's too far away.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think that there's other life on other planets?
No, I do think that. But I'm saying that's one thought. I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a conflicting...
Are you of the mind that all mysterious phenomenon is all one trickster entity? Because there are some people that believe that.
No, I'm more saying like, pick your battles. Are aliens microscopic, or are they humanoids? Or
there's different kinds. There's like
there's not.
There's all there's dogs. Well, but then there's big dogs and little dogs.
Well, but if you put the biggest dog versus the littlest dog, you would still be like these are all dogs.
If when I contemplate.
Dogs don't come in microscopic is what I mean.
That you know of. You haven't seen them. What if they're like teeny tiny little turkey dogs?
I mean, here's the thing. Like,
well, but
like,
then none of my points are going to be valid because you could just say, oh, but it could be.
Like everywhere.
Dogs aren't microscopic. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. But everywhere that we don't think there's life, we find it microscopically. Extremophiles, the hottest of hots, the coldest of colds. And so the crazy thing to me is like this undestructible animal
the tardigrade, which somebody posted a picture of. Great, thank you.
Is that the little bear?
Yeah.
Wannabe.
They believe that this thing has survived in space. So here is the tiniest thing we've ever found. It's just kind of just running around, just eating. That's it. But it's surviving. It's surviving in space.
So then we need to define UFO, because is that what... Are we talking about tardigrades? Are we talking about things that have been in space? Are we talking about, like, actual...
I'm talking aliens.
Intelligent...
Yeah. I'm talking intelligent beings that... Sentient.
Yeah.
But because we've seen things exist microscopically. And so the biggest thing is, like, I think a lot of the people in the world that are pushing for the idea that alien life might exist have been astronomers and basically sci-fi enthusiasts. Sure, there's personals everywhere, but basically biologists have been saying, well, it's so unique for us to be here that it started from one thing, and it's just the most unique situation in the universe that we exist. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen anything else. We don't see technology of anything. I'm kind of lost.
These micro, and you don't have your iPad because it got stolen or something.
No, I think I left it at work. I don't know where it is.
But I don't know if you have facts or whatever. Chime in. But like, are we talking about machines? Because we're calling them UFOs, right? So are we talking about machines, or are we talking about organisms?
One of the things we talked about on Thursday night, Tyler, is the idea that maybe micro UFOs are probes from larger UFOs.
Yeah.
Like there is a larger thing.
Because that's what we would do.
That is what we would do. So
that's what I was saying. When I was saying before about imagine us 50 years into the future, how much we've done in the last 50 years we have. Think about what we'll be able to do in 50 years if we haven't.
Our phones will just be smaller.
No. Got bounced back and got bigger.
We're gonna have indestructible teeth, and you can choose your facial hair.
Porn on phones, yeah, they got bigger.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why anyone would want a small screen.
I remember back in the beginning of the internet-y thing, YouTube and everything like that. Mm-hmm. They were like, "Oh, everybody's gonna watch stuff on their phones," and everybody was like, "You're an idiot. They're not gonna do that." And then for a little while, they weren't. But then the technology caught up, and then now they are.
Well, now it's. It's what's this next generation? Gen Z?
Gen Z?
It's X millennial, then Z, right?
Yeah.
What are they watching now?
TikToks.
That's all they
How do. Is that different than YouTube?
Well, sure. No, it's supportive of your point.
Oh, okay.
The kids just watch TikToks, man. They don't watch Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Do you know how bored they would be by
can't watch a setup?
What?
I know they don't watch a whole Seinfeld episode, but they watch little ticky-tacks.
I'll bet every once in a while a clip will
show up. Like Kramer walking in really quickly 1,000 times.
And they'll be like, this is too Jewish.
They're probably like, what is this gif? What is this vintage gif I keep seeing? Yeah.
It really is Jewish, right? They are all four actors are Jewish?
Well, that was the knock on it when it came out. Like, it wasn't hugely successful. Some people, some execs or whatever were like, I guess it's too Jewish. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Uncle Leo would not like this.
Uncle Leo.
So
on what you're saying is like I do believe that there could be, and the topic is just kind of wherever we go with it, but like there could be microscopic aliens in the same way that, you know, parallel universes, brains, little like.
But that's my whole thing. There could be any of this, but is this is not a gotcha. I'm just wondering where we are in this discussion. Like there's no like evidence or anything, no. Right? This is like entirely
I'm gonna post this in the Discord chat if anyone on Trap Home Video wants to see it. But it's like the article that I found, the guy kind of like finds a lot of videos and then explains why he thinks these are micro UFOs and like the research that he did. I mean, obviously take it with a grain of salt, but the videos are pretty compelling.
Take it with a microscopic.
With a microscopic grain of salt.
You can write your name on it.
He does make a lot of interesting points, like these are probably invisible to our eyes. The videos that they do find have, it looks like you were talking about propulsion or some kind of like infrared thing coming out of it.
Well, hang on.
In certain situations.
Don't jump too far ahead. That sounds like a Thursday thing.
A Thursday thing.
What is this infrared lasers that's happening?
Well, we didn't get to these on
there
Thursday.
There are a lot of UFOs that they can only see when they're using their infrared cameras. That like they just cannot see in front of them. Mexican government released one. I think we released one also, but
non-microscopic.
But that's the whole thing, is that like we keep saying, if there's aliens out there, how come we don't see them? It's like, well, we may not be looking for them properly. And if they were super small, because here's my thing about the whole small thing. Our technology gets smaller and smaller, and we try. We can fit more information. Now they're talking about like storing information in DNA.
Mm-hmm.
There may already be information stored in DNA, but
I think that's all DNA. Yeah,
well, but like messages from past civilizations,
like all the Seinfeld episodes,
like how deers can walk. I don't know why I always come to that. But, little baby infant deers can just walk immediately. Yeah.
But their brains are smaller
because they need to get away.
And
they
just stored in their DNA, right?
Yeah. Right. They're like, we got to get to work here.
We gotta fucking eat some grass.
They need the legs to run from us.
Normally, we're pretty cool about not killing the babies.
Yeah, normally.
But like, so our
isn't that kind of like? Oh, sorry.
You go ahead. Oh no, go ahead.
I was gonna talk about like us when we're born. We need like parents for like what?
Ever.
Well, because
yeah, we're
so intelligent that our brain needs to grow before our skull forms.
How do whales do it?
What?
How long do their babies stick around?
Their entire lives?
They just become a part of the community and then they all swim together?
Yeah, it's like pack mentality. Aww, I assume that the males pod off.
Well, since they can't talk, they don't need to listen to their mom their whole life, you know?
They do talk.
I know, I'm kidding.
The loneliest and it's beautiful. Whale. The loneliest
can you
whale
do
me, on Earth.
Can you do your impression of a whale? That was perfect.
Did you guys know the loneliest whale on Earth has a mate?
Huh?
There's a whale that was called the loneliest whale
on
Earth.
Yeah, he was stuck in a bay or something?
No, because the frequency that he was speaking at to find the pod, like they couldn't hear him. And so he was like just swimming the Earth alone. He was the loneliest whale on Earth. But
did he get on the dating app Flipper?
Yeah, he did. And he found someone. So there is another whale with him now, science has stated. So if anyone follows the loneliest,
I mean, if you're
whale,
as big as a whale, you need friends, whale. Right? Because if you're just this big thing that's just all alone, what's the point?
And you see millions of things around you that look like they all have friends.
No, I'll bet he's like, I'll bet he's super like, this is great. I don't have to look at these fish. They have to like answer to these other fish.
But he's got nothing to whale to.
What?
The whale sound. They need to whale. They're whaling back and forth all day. They're like, ooh.
And they can hear each other basically throughout the whole planet.
But he probably is. Spooky. He probably thinks they can hear him. He's probably just like, hey, what's up, everybody?
What is a whale's mindset? Because they're smart, right?
Yeah, they are smart. Aren't they?
But are they like telling jokes? Are they? What's happening?
Well, I
here?
Mean, when
does
you
anyone know?
Like, I know you said whales, but like when you look at dolphins, you know, and orcas, like,
dolphins.
They definitely got humor.
They're fucking. They have a good time.
Yes.
They have sex for fun.
Yeah,
and they work together to eat.
They also
flipping.
Murder.
They're having fun.
Yeah,
but they also protect.
Yeah,
but
they
kill for fun.
So do we.
Who do they kill?
Porpoises.
Oh, they kill for fun.
Porpoises?
Not us, though, right? Only littler things, right?
Yeah, porpoises.
Well, they gotta kill, right? They gotta
like
eat
us.
The little fish, right?
I don't know why, but they like us.
Yeah.
You see them surrounding surfers all the time?
Because they're half in, half out creatures, right?
I mean,
they need to breathe
there.
The air. So I think they have like some type of, they're like, hey, I like these guys. They're kind of like us. They're not in here, but they breathe the air like we do.
They're definitely not these asshole sharks.
These fish, they've never even seen the sky.
Hey, let's go kill some porpoises. What's a porpoise?
It's like a dolphin, but different, a little smaller.
But it's a fish, right? One's a fish, one's a mammal.
I don't think a porpoise
is a porpoise
fish.
Is a mammal. Yeah.
Porpoise is a mammal.
I remember that was a big question like when I was growing up around the beach. I'd be like, oh, a dolphin. My dad, that's a porpoise, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
What's the difference? He didn't even know. He's like, I don't know. That's the porpoise.
Hey, do you know why dolphins kill those things?
Because they're horny.
Because their life has no porpoise.
Oh my god. Yes.
Because they're trying to find porpoise.
Yeah, there's not enough women. There's not enough female dolphins in the oceans right now because it's so warm. The oceans are warm, so it's making more male dolphins, and they get all horny and angry, and they formed like all like teen male gang pods, and they'll just go out and like kill a bunch of things because they can't fuck.
Wow,
makes sense.
That's scary. That's scary.
Yeah.
My
stay out of the ocean. You'll be fine.
If like our technology, let's say we go into the future, let's say, you know, thousands of years from now.
Okay.
And we have
me too.
We're trying to save energy. Maybe
our phones are so small.
Maybe our planet is gonna disappear. Maybe we need to leave the planet.
The phone's
I don't
gonna know. Be inside the body by that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if we could shrink ourselves and save
Rick Moranis?
Everything. Yeah, yeah. Like would we shrink ourselves? Mm. We'd have to eat less.
That's the plot of the Alexander terrible. Payne movie. It was bad.
Oh, real bad.
So bad. What was it called?
Oh,
I didn't see that with Matt Damon.
Yeah. The only bad what thing Matt Damon's called? Ever done.
No, Stuck on You.
Mm, okay, well, the only two things Matt Damon's ever done. We Bought a Zoo is fine. It's for kids.
Did you ever watch We Bought a Zoo? Did you sit down
it's
and watch
kids.
That?
It's for kids. It's called We Bought a Zoo.
That's the boringest kid movie ever. You're a kid and you're like, we got to go see Raiders of the Lost Ark. Your parents are like, hey, we're going to watch We Bought a Zoo. We would have been.
Like, oh, what time period are these kids from? Because those movies are 50 years apart.
That's what he's saying. He's like, back in the day, we had good movies to watch as a kid. Now.
Yeah.
Kids are watching We Bought a Zoo.
There's no oversight on movies anymore.
Probably.
They're just cranking them out. Where there used to be tons of oversight.
I think there's
helped.
Way too much oversight. They're terrified of losing their jobs.
They probably had too many discussions about what animals were in the zoo, right?
But I think there's oversight before it goes in production. I don't think there's any oversight once it goes in, right? Because it used to be that, like, you know, they were like, they would come up to Steven Spielberg and they'd be like, dude, the fish. It
Where's
was
the
terrible.
Movie?
What are you going to do here? He's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Let's just not show the fish as much. Right?
Yeah.
And that helped him. Right? Because Steven Spielberg wanted that fish to be... We would have been watching Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, yeah.
If he got his way. But the production people were like, no. So his thing was to hide it, which is what made that movie and made his career.
Well, okay. That's not really an oversight thing. That was just like that it didn't work, so they couldn't show it.
No, but today they would say, yeah, Steven, go do whatever the hell you want. And he would put a bunch of CGI.
But that's why they're not hiring Steven anymore, right? I mean, like for the most part, they always hire like young directors that just done one thing. Like, oh, here,
yeah,
you get to direct this big movie. Listen to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what. I'm sorry. I don't know what.
No. Listen. Let's get back to these.
These teeny tiny.
My one research that I did on this. No, I did a couple of researches. But my first thought was the Men in Black thing, which I know everybody knows because everybody's seen that movie where he's living inside the. I like that. How he's like a little guy
and driving
the galaxy was little. I like that. But there was also this movie called Batteries Not Included in 1987. And it starred Jessica Tandy and Hume Crone. If you remember them.
Aaron, do you know about
that? No, but the names sound great.
Yes.
Hey, I'm
you
Hume Crone.
Okay.
Jessica Tandy was Driving Miss Daisy.
Mm hmm.
And her husband was Hume Crone. And I was fascinated. When I was a kid, I was fascinated with... that's my era of movies.
Oh, yeah.
So when that preview came out for that, I was like, oh, Hume Crone, Jessica Tandy, alien movie, yes! I was like really like... I remember being pumped for that movie because I saw like aliens going around, Jessica Tandy. I was a big Driving Miss Daisy fan. I'm like, oh, she's in like a sci-fi movie?
Just some little 10-year-old going like,
and I watched
a new Hume Crone movie.
It was just a god
awful. We gotta go.
Yeah.
It's this movie that's built on your idea that you like aliens and they have little robotic aliens in them, mm-hmm. and it's all built on this. It's basically taken from E.T., but this guy
that's
can't talk
Spielberg.
Too well. Batteries Not Included in Steven Spielberg?
Well, it was in his Amazing Stories show that he had, which was his version of Twilight Zone back in the 80s.
Oh,
and he liked the idea so much that he greenlighted it for a movie. He didn't direct
but the guy just quotes commercials the whole time, if you remember. Like,
what
the
guy?
The main guy.
In the movie,
Batteries Not Included.
I don't even remember the movie.
That's why it's called that because he would quote commercials. Batteries Not Included.
Oh, really? Okay.
He was like the maintenance guy or something. Yeah, right?
It's a bad movie.
It's not good.
No.
I just remember them like putting little tile. For some reason, they were like retiling the kitchen counter or something.
Yeah.
These little
robots.
But
I think that's, is that the only micro USA, micro UFO? Yeah. It's a hard.
That's not even micro.
Munchies?
Though. Are we
no,
talking
no,
like
definitely.
We're talking microscopic, right?
We're talking about like Simpsons, Treehouse of Horror, Lisa's tooth experiment, like tiny,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about like?
I'm talking about
nanobots.
That's the idea. That's
I'm talking
idea.
About microscopic,
like nanobots.
Yeah.
So you're saying that on some planet out in the middle of nowhere, they release a bunch of these micro UFOs to certain places, like. An intelligent community is like, Earth, let's go check it out. Let's not spend too much money on this. They send a bunch of these tiny little things, and those things are reporting back.
Well, there's two ideas. Because I do think that could be a possibility. That, like, yes, you don't want to be seen in the universe because things might be hostile. And then also, you don't want to interfere. I think that when with intelligence, you'll end up with the prime directive from Star Trek, which is like non-interference. Like you don't want to affect this civilization, this species.
That's what we would do, right?
I don't know. We've already fucked that up. We've sent shit to Mars and the Moon that wasn't that may have been have viruses
could
or
have contaminated.
Or we've contaminated Mars and the Moon on accident. We weren't fully like.
We are
it's like
virus,
the thing
aren't
where we brought the disease to the Indians.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing happening
I
over
don't
and over again, right?
I think so, you guys, because there's nothing there.
What do you mean?
But if there's microscopic
no
life there,
things there
opening up the rover for the first time, we have air from Earth on there that may have had bacteria and viruses in it.
And well, it would let's die immediately.
Well, let's say we did.
Plus the big shit
let's
we
say
took
we
on
did
the
know of a planet that had a bunch of humans or humanoid type stuff. Would that be a consideration of us to go visit that? Maybe we shouldn't send stuff down there because we would kill everyone with our diseases and everything like that? Because that's how the whole War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise.
There's a Star Trek episode
remember?
About
I
this,
I think we'd
there?
Only think the opposite. Where it's like, we don't want to get infected from them. Like, we wouldn't, I don't know yeah. what precautions we'd take to be like, let's protect
them. I don't
know,
I feel
them.
Like scientists are more sensitive, like real scientists. I feel like they're not evil, government-y type people. I feel like they're like... They think a little bit more in real life. Now, in the movies, you get these scientists and they make them the evil because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that's what they do. But I feel like real scientists, like, think about these things. So if there was a situation where we were going to go to another planet, there would be a lot of thought put into it. Anything that could happen, right?
Bastard ethical
but I, listen,
committee
I agree
keeping
with you.
Us from interstellar travel.
I agree with you from the standpoint of the individual scientist wanting that. But... We're still just dumping our shit into yeah. space.
Yeah, because
we let yeah. our poop and piss out.
Like, yeah.
I mean, there is it a Deep Space Nine episode where they find like a station that everyone's dead and they find out it's because it's this old satellite from Earth that's just like contaminated with like a bacteria that just kills everyone on this thing.
That sounds really familiar.
I forget. Gary would know. Gary would know. But I mean, I do think that I don't know if you guys already said this or not. Like, it's possible it could be alien, but it's also possible it could be terrestrial. Like, it could be like you know. One country trying to fuck up another country, like maybe we're sending probes Ooh. To like Russia.
I believe that we have nanobots that we're using against other countries.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. it's like anything is possible at this point. In this topic, I know Wade hates that. Wade hates possibilities.
I don't hate possibilities. My whole thing is like, you never, I guess I get irritated because, Willie, you believe in everything, even though it's just like some shit that was made up and brought to you yesterday. Well, and you're like, yeah, that's a thing now, too. I believe in that
I
now.
Think that it's more, I believe in the possibility of things that if I can think that that's a possibility, then I can have I can wrap my head around it and have conversations about it in that realm, as opposed to just being like, no, that's not happening.
Well, I don't think that anyone here is shutting the conversation down and saying it's not happening. It's just like, what are these? We have not talked about them at all.
What?
What do they do? Why would they be microscopic? Okay. Yeah, a little bit of surveillance.
When you're that small, if you are a sentient creature and you're that small, your only goal is survival. Unless they're not sentient and they're probes from something bigger, then they're here to collect data. Then they're here to collect data.
Also, what if there was a sentient species here that originated on Earth that was microscopic, and we just say that they're aliens, but they also came from our life, and
what if exactly? What if I'm not being a dick. What if? What does that mean? Does that mean anything? Are we hurting them? Are they cool? What's the point of them? Do they know that we exist, or are we too big for them to even understand?
I just like to talk about possibilities, and I think that if they did exist here and they were from here, they're not trying to reach out to us. You know,
it's good to talk about possibilities, because think of what we were just talking about, how sharks and like the dolphins come up above and look at the sky, but the sharks and the fish underneath have no idea that there's sky and earth above us. So
yes, they do. Sharks are always showing off their fin and going like, hey, look at this, I'm a shark,
but they can't look up.
Yeah, they're not like wondering what
there's
is above.
There's sharks that jump out of the water and they're just looking straight up at the sky.
I'm talking about like fish don't know what the hell's going on.
Right. Right.
They only know their own thing.
But we
don't really know. But in the last 100 years or 500, 600, whatever you want to say, we have been starting to think about it. Right. So we're in the very early stages of thinking about it. So to deny possibilities because you can't understand it. He's saying he's open to the possibility of believing these things. You're just saying no.
No, I'm not. I'm asking questions.
Okay.
My other question is, so let's say we've got these nanorobots who like clear blood vessels and stuff now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But those are in people. We only put them in people, right?
I mean, they probably tested them on animals first.
But living things. Do you think that there's these alien micro things are in us?
That's pretty interesting. That like, no matter what we think or perceive or anything, they could be just taking white blood cells or whatever. You know, whatever you can run amok in there.
What if they're all just controlling us? What if there is no free will?
What if I'm made of? Of all micro UFOs.
Yeah.
Well, they say your gut, you know, they're saying now that your gut actually really affects your mood and your...
Definitely. That's why you get hangry.
They say that, but like, it doesn't affect mine. I'm the same all the time.
I've been eating the same shit for years and I'm happy.
And cool.
Remember when your skin was falling off?
It still is.
It's got to be something with your gut, dude.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's aliens. Not true. You're aliens. Not a doctor. I've been to five doctors. Not one of them.
Not a doctor, but I'm a psychic, and that's like being a doctor.
You're
without
a sidekick.
Going
that's
to school.
True. You're definitely a sidekick.
If too many human skins are falling off, then more bugs are eating that skin, which like mask their existence.
I guess there could be little tiny aliens, but I don't think. I don't know. It's like. Do you think that they would be like, oh, shit, are we out of time?
We can go a little over, but yeah.
Oh, I was looking at the clock instead of the timer. Well, okay. We can go a little bit over because there's nothing after us.
Kevin said.
Let's do final thoughts. Willie, I implore you to keep it tight.
Okay. I think that, and I'm sorry to go into things that we didn't talk about, but... you know, if we're looking for life in the universe, should we be looking for AI instead? Meaning, as great as technology as we can get for us when we die, is our technology going to survive beyond us? And so,
to parallel that into the universe, should we just be, are we looking for AI, and how would AI mask themselves from us when we barely see the universe? Our visual spectrum is very small. I think that the only reason why I keep liking the idea of talking about aliens in any realm is because I think that when we agree that they exist, our perspective of the universe will be at a better state to interact with all intelligent life.
Aaron?
I think it's possible the micro UFOs are around us. We can't see them for some reason. Their choice, not ours. Yeah, who knows?
Tyler,
big question mark.
Any big thoughts and also plugs that you want to do?
I just think that micro UFOs would probably be probes from bigger. If I was going to say if they did exist, if they do exist, it's probably a smaller probe from a bigger planet that just wants to check us out.
I mean, I like think if we took the space shuttle to a planet and we were so small that we just landed inside of an alien's bloodstream. That's
there's nothing.
I think we would definitely do that.
Would we see a body? We may not see even see a body.
That's a good movie. We should start working on that movie.
After you're done with this movie,
Interspace.
Next movie.
And they fight with the aliens.
But Interspace is. I'm talking like a Christopher Nolan weird fucking like.
Where
the
big twist at the end is you're inside an alien. That's the big twist.
Yeah. Well, we just blew the twist. But so if you're watching, act surprised when we sell this movie.
And remember when.
Wait, what's the title of the movie?
Shit. I mean, I'm awful at titles. Do you have one? Microbiology?
We'll just reboot Interspace and make it that twist.
We'll make it, aliens instead of
Microcause and effect.
Microcause and effect?
Microcosm?
Kind of long. Microcosm, little abstract.
We'll workshop it in the more.
Hey, speaking of the more, we're going to continue this conversation with our good friend Tyler Spears. He wrote for the WWE, and I want to get into it. So we're going to be asking him all about that. If that sounds interesting to you, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. That's the $5 tier for the more. And then what's our website again?
Reallifesci-fi.show.
.show, and we'll get all our stuff up there so that I don't have to say a bunch of shit at the end of an episode. I can just say reallifesci-fi.show. Tyler, thank you for being here. Any plugs? No plugs. America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah, I write for America's Funniest Home Videos.
All right. Check out America's Funniest Home Videos. Still going. Who's the host now?
Alfonso Ribeiro, but I do the syndicated offshoot stuff of that. I don't write for the big show.
Oh, well. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. And remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.